Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
What's up, it's Luke with Dogman.com, joined by assistant baseball coach at the University of Washington, Billy Boyer. Billy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Doing great. Awesome. So, Billy, I thought I'd start kind of an open-ended question, but for those maybe of our readers or listeners that don't know much about you or maybe Husky baseball, thought I'd maybe give you a time to kind of explain a little about who you are and how you got to coaching here at the University of Washington.
Yeah, sure. I'm actually from the Pacific Northwest and went to high school at Enumclaw High School, about 50 miles south of the city. So actually signed to be a Husky in 2002 to play here, but signed a professional contract out of high school and ended up deciding at that time that it was kind of best for me to go that route. But ended up playing professionally for the LA Angels, then came back home and started coaching at a local facility out in Ravensdale, Washington called Rock Creek, and also at Green River Community College for 1 year, Pierce Community College for, I think, 5 years, and then came to the University of Washington as an undergraduate for 2 years, and then 1 year at CLU as the volunteer coach there. And then I headed back to the professional ranks where I was the infield coordinator for the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers this last season. And now back here at home at Washington.
And then obviously you've had connection to the school, like you mentioned, originally committed to play college ball here before deciding to go professionally out of high school. And being from the area, obviously you have ties to the UW that way. Had you had any previous relationship with Coach Kelly prior to this, or how did you kind of make that connection?
So I crossed paths with JK originally when I was at Rock Creek. And then when I came to be the undergraduate assistant in, I think it was 2015, maybe, that's where we really started to create a relationship and get to know each other a little bit.
And then obviously you'd mentioned that you'd done it kind of infield coordination professionally, Twins and Tigers. Obviously Huskies, I think, I don't want to have this wrong, 23 games into the 2023 season, currently top 10 nationally in fielding percentage, best in the Pac-12. I'd imagine that's kind of an area of expertise that you've brought to this coaching staff. Tell me a little bit about maybe just the defense that the Dogs are putting together this year and your role in kind of creating, I guess, the on-the-field product and mindset.
Yeah, I mean, I think, first of all, we have really talented defenders, really talented players. So it makes my job pretty easy, you know, just trying to go out there and provide them with options and really just trying to push them to be the best version of themselves out there. And, you know, we are running a pretty elaborate shift scheme, which, you know, I think is has really helped us defend at a really high level. We're putting guys in good positions and in areas of on the diamond that we think have a high probability of not only to get ground balls, but to put them in a higher play percentage where they're not forced to make these really tough, elaborate plays, but that balls are being hit more right to them or inside their box, so to speak. So, you know, just trying to bring like you said, my level of expertise is kind of on the defensive front. It's really been where my passion has lied in my professional coaching career, but we're just trying to put our guys in the best position possible to make plays.
You mentioned things about shift scheme. I don't know if this is kind of a dumb question, but I've been curious, especially as I feel like shifting in just ways the teams implement the shift become more elaborate. Like if a kid's grown up playing shortstop and they're used to being on the right side of second base, is it weird? Like, is it tough for kids to get used to, I'm going to be on the left side of second base now. I got to turn right to turn two. Like I'm closer to first on this throw or the other way around. And how do you kind of, I mean, obviously I'm sure it's a bunch of reps, but how do you kind of, get kids to the spot where they are aware of where they're positioned on the field and feel natural making whichever play comes their way?
Yeah, I mean, at first, I think it's a pretty major transition for a lot of our guys. But like you alluded to, it's really about the practice environment and putting them in the most representative style of practice that we can to get them familiar with those areas on the field. You know, asking a shortstop to play on the second base side, asking a second baseman to play on the shortstop side, asking a third baseman to turn a double play. Not only on the front side of the double play, but also the back side of the double play in some rare occasions. Having a first baseman be completely on the right side of the infield by himself. So he's responsible for bunts. He's responsible for balls to his right. He's responsible for obviously covering the base. You know, we really spent a lot of time in our practice environments practicing these things and trying to make them as representative as we can to the game, with not only the ground ball pace, but also the spacing that we're trying to create and just trying to really push them in that environment.
Yeah, you mentioned obviously also having talented guys on the defensive side of the ball. I saw just a clip on Twitter from the Portland game recently. It was them flipping two or turning two, and it said Cam Clayton, quickest draw in the West. Tell me a little bit
Right.
about Cam Clayton and what he brings to the table defensively.
Yeah, I mean he's a really versatile defender. I mean he's got incredible hands and just a real knack for catching the ball clean and being able to throw the ball on target. And he's been absolutely instrumental in our ability to run these shift schemes. You know, having a shortstop or a middle infield in general that is really capable of kind of playing all over the surface at different depths, at different alignments. Is really, really crucial. You know, and with our ability to our pitchers to put the ball on the ground, you know, it's we take a lot of pride in being able to pick those up and turn them into outs, you know, at a really, really high clip. It's kind of our thing, and it's an area of focus for us every day.
You mentioned just because you said middle infield, in the infield, obviously, I guess also if you include Johnny at catcher, there's four pretty known quantities coming into 2023. I think I certainly have been really impressed, and I'm sure you guys weren't surprised, but I was like, holy cow, this Sam DiCarlo kid is pretty darn good. Tell me a little bit about Sam and like his adjustment to playing high level Pac-12 college
Right.
baseball.
Yeah. Sam came to us kind of late in the process. You know, when the new coaching staff came in, Coach Silverman had eyes on him and seen him a lot and brought him in kind of last minute. And, you know, honestly, we knew he was a good player. We knew he was talented. We didn't know exactly how it was he was gonna, you know, impact our club. And man, just all fall, he was just solid. Just great defense, put together good at bats. And, you know, now we're, you know, 23, 24 games in the year, and he's just played incredible defense and gotten some big hits and has really just kind of held his own, you know, and just stepped into the role and handled it with confidence. He's been impressive. He's been very impressive.
And then I guess obviously we've talked kind of the defensive side. I know Coach Kelly brings a pitching background himself. Are you pretty heavily involved in also just how the Huskies swing the bats? What's your kind of involvement in offense
Yeah,
and hitting and everything?
I run our offense as well, and you know, again, like we just have really seasoned guys that have been really professional about the way they go about their work, and we're just trying to, on our end, from a coaching staff standpoint, just trying to provide them with as much information as we can and prepare them with a very professional mindset and going in and like just putting together a bit of bats and hitting the ball hard to do is, you know, inflict as much damage as we possibly can on a major swing.
One thing that jumps out when you say speaking of good at bats, I mean, I'm just looking at the stats for this year. You've got Will, AJ, let me see who else, Michael Snyder, Kobe Morales, all guys in double digits walks. I think seven of the guy of nine highest guys in plate appearances have on base percentages north of 400. I mean, obviously, when you think of hitting, and the Huskies have done more than their fair share of absolutely hammering the ball this year too, but there's also the element of getting guys on base and like working full counts and long at bats and things like that. Is that something that you've kind of emphasized this year? Mix of also kind of veteran presences on the team that are used to seeing college pitching, or how has that kind of come to be?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we're trying to do inflict as much damage as we can on every swing, but the maybe the thing that's even more important than that is swinging at the right pitches. You know, so we spend a ton of time identifying, you know, pitcher's pitch characteristics, how he throws the pitches, how they move, where he's trying to land them, and using you know, the reverse of that is understanding your zones and where you can inflict damage and where you have whiff and trying to cross-sect those things to give our guys the best opportunity to put together good at bats, make really good swing decisions, and then ultimately, you know, hitting the ball hard and doing damage.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And then on top of that, another guy that's also in your infield that I wanted to hype up, Will Simpson has been annihilating baseballs this year. What does a presence like that, a veteran guy, someone that can leave the yard on one, or I guess on any swing or any pitch, what does
Right.
he bring to this lineup?
Yeah, I mean, he's not only is he, you know, providing a massive offensive season for us, but he's our greatest leader. You know, he's the guy in the clubhouse that he's really the glue that's kind of holding our offense together. And to his credit, you know, a guy that's been in the program for a while and kind of had some success over the last couple of years, like. He's just really blossomed in the environments that we're throwing at them and been a great leader to kind of, I don't want to say pull everybody else along because he's not doing that, but certainly help steer the whole crew in the right direction. And to have that type of leadership in our clubhouse with the new coaching staff and to be kind of right on board from the very beginning was massive. And he's just, man, he's just an incredible player. And we got him swinging at good pitches and he's firing the barrel a lot. And as you know, and I think as everybody else is starting to find out, anytime Will puts a swing on it, it could end up in the lake, you know? And we're certainly blessed to have him on our side.
For sure. This might be kind of anecdotal, but looking through Twitter, there's obviously the video replays of homers will be tweeted, and then there's also that I guess graphic that shows like launch angle and where it left the yard. Are you guys going opposite field like all the time, or did I kind of make that up? It feels like there's a ton of opposite field bombs this year.
No, I mean we're trying to hit the pitch where it's thrown. We're not trying to pull the ball. We're not trying to hit it the other way. We're not, you know, we are doing our best to identify trends and exploit those trends. And if that means lifting the ball the other way, or pulling the ball into the bullpen, you know, like it, you know, we can do both. And that's what I think is making us a really dangerous offense right now is not only can we kind of collect hits kind of all over the diamond, but we have, you know, really, you know, seven or eight guys in the lineup that can hit a home run in any at bat. So we're just really trying to hit the ball hard. It doesn't matter. I don't care where they hit it. I just want them to hit it hard. And honestly, we're trying to hit the ball in the air. If we can, and hard and flat. And if we miss it a little bit, then, you know, it'll turn into a homer.
And then, I just saw today that, Washington just cracked, I think D1 baseball's top 25. I'm not sure if you guys care about that at all, but is that validating to see like the nation taking notice of a 17-6 team that just took 2 of 3 on the road from UCLA?
I honestly haven't even seen that. So I, you know, it's not something that we talk about. We talk about just today, you know, we're just trying to, today we're going to go out and try to practice the best we can to prepare for Oregon State tomorrow night and their club. Yeah, rankings are great, and I think it's something that, you know, is validation of you're doing a good job and your guys are playing well. But at the end of the day, we don't really care about that. We care about today and taking care of our practice today and putting together a good practice plan and our guys executing on the field so that going into tomorrow night, we can give ourselves the best chance to compete and to win against really good clubs.
And then I guess I'll leave you with, like you said, hosting Oregon State this weekend, coming off a series win and a midweek win as well. What's kind of the opportunity in front of you against another top tier Pac-12 program? Keep the ball rolling at home.
Yeah, I mean, we want to protect our turf. You know, we want to prove that we can play against anybody in this conference and anybody in the country. And you know, when these types of teams come into Husky Ballpark, we just want to do everything we can to protect our turf and play well in front of our fans. And really, that's it. You know, like it's just, you know, we're really kind of looking at it in a way, and Coach Kelly talks about this a lot, you know, not necessarily playing the opponent, but just playing, you know, that pitch. Like it's just that pitch. It's not the scoreboard. It's not who we're playing. It's just, we're just going to take care of that pitch kind of one at a time. And if we position every pitch to compete at a high level and, you know, at the end of the day, hopefully Burn wins.
Great. Well, like you said, Oregon State coming to town, first pitch, I think tomorrow at 6:05 p.m. So everyone that hears this, make your way out to Husky Ballpark and support Billy and the Dogs. Billy, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it. It was great chatting with you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.